Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. This past week, there were so many fine composers and artists who had birthdays that I was having trouble trying to edit the list, so I'm just going to skip the biographies and use that time to play something from each of them. We're going to start off, however, with a request from listener Marty in Berkeley, California, who wanted to hear a particular song by Al Boley. So here's Al to sing about his canary, who's definitely got a problem.
Here's some news, you can print it if you choose, just to prove the times have changed a lot. Though it may sound strange to you, it is absolutely true, you can believe it or not. Since making whoopee became all the rage, it's even got to the old birdcage. My canary has circles under his eyes. I thought he'd never do anything wrong. Now he does snake hips the whole day long. My canary has circles under his eyes. His only pals are the yellow lark, just a tiny sparrow. But I'm afraid when he's in the park, he leaves the straight and narrow. I've raised this bird in a manner so strict, yet I've a feeling I'm being tricked. My canary has circles under his eyes.
Of all the crew, and he's proud of his tattoo, which says, "With love from Jane." But 7 million little sheep are hanging out their keys. Oh, who bucked him from Timbuktu? He's just an ordinary sailor who loves them, leaves them, makes them blue, and he's out to sea again.
And there's a pasture at the end of each road.
Wagon wheels, wagon wheels, keep on a turning. Wagon wheels, roll along, sing your song. Wagon wheels, carry me home. Wagon wheels, carry me home.
Thank you. I'm glad that I'm the one who found you. That's why I'm always hanging round you. Do I love you? Oh my, do I? Honey, honey, deed I do.
From December 9th, 1926, that was Ben Pollock and his Californians, with Ben performing triple duty, directing, playing drums, and singing the Walter Hirsch lyric to Deed I Do, with music by Fred Rose. Lyricist Walter Hirsch was born March 10th, 1891. His other collaborators included Lou Handman, Al Gehring, and Spencer Williams, and he also brought us Who's Your Little Hoosus, Save the Last Dance for Me, Nesting Time, Little Pal of Long Ago, and the classic Horsey Keep Your Tail Up. Born in the same day of the year as Walter Hirsch, March 10th, but a few years later in 1900, was composer Peter DeRose, who wrote Wagon Wheels, which was from the 1934 show New Ziegfeld Follies. Billy Hill wrote the lyrics, which we heard sung there by Chick Bullock. Chick Bullock was one of the most recorded vocalists of the 30s, but never was a band leader, even though that record is credited to Chick Bullock and his Levee Loungers. Speaking of wagons and Chick Bullock, in the 1800s, wagons drawn by teams of oxen were used to haul wool and other heavy loads in New Zealand and Australia. The back wheels of these ox wagons were larger than the front wheels, required a very large turning radius, and were known as bullock wagons. Oh, the things you learn on this show! Lyricist Ed Heyman was born March 14, 1907, in New York City, and so I was all set to play one of his best-known songs, You Ought to Be in Pictures, which was recorded by lots of bands and was also the basis of a classic 1940 Warner Brothers Looney Tunes short, which starred Daffy Duck and Porky Pig and combined live action and animation. But in going through the Ed Heyman catalog, which includes classics such as Body and Soul, I Cover the Waterfront, and Blame It on My Youth, how could I not play Two-Buck Tim from Timbuktu, performed there by Sid Pelton and his orchestra on April 7, 1933? We started off the show with a request from listener Marty in Berkeley, California, for Al Boley and My Canary Has Circles Under His Eyes. Al was backed on that 1931 recording by Howard Goffrey's Waldorfians. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Here are three rapidly rotating records by three of our favorite artists, all of whom had birthdays this past week. Thank you. Joseph Cummins was born March 14, 1900, in Akron, Ohio. He originally wanted to become a professional dancer, but a football injury put a stop to that. So Bernie turned to music, taking up the drums, and by 1923 had moved to Cincinnati, Ohio, and opened with his own band at the Toadstool Inn. We heard the Bernie Cummins Orchestra in 1930 and One Pair of Pants at a Time, written by James Monaco. One Pair of Pants at a Time is sung by Ted Healy in the 1930 film Soup to Nuts, which features the Three Stooges, not as the Three Stooges, but as three firemen, with Mo Howard billed as Harry Howard. Before One Pair of Pants at a Time, we heard Miff Mole's Molars, September 1, 1927, and The New Twister. Irving Milfred Mole, better known as Miff Mole, was born March 11, 1898, in Roosevelt, New York. He started his musical career playing violin and piano, and later on switched to the trombone. He met Red Nichols in 1923 and recorded prolifically with Nichols and under his own name. In 1927, he started working as a studio musician, and in the 40s was a member of Benny Goodman's band and a regular at Nick's in Manhattan. He died in New York in 1961. We began the set with Bick Spiderbeck with the Wolverines recording for the Jeanette label on Friday, June 20th, 1924, and I Need Some Pettin', written by Gus Kahn, Ted Fiorito, and Robert King. Leon Bick Spiderbeck was born March 10th, 1903, in Davenport, Iowa. Billy Jones and Ernest Hare, better known as the Happiness Boys, were born March 15, 1889, and March 16, 1883, respectively. They met supposedly in an Edison recording studio in 1920, but each had been recording since 1918. Jones used several names, including Harry Blake, Lester George, Reese Jones, Dennis O'Malley, William West, and Carlton Williams. Bass baritone Thomas Ernest Hare also worked solo, even after teaming up with Jones, under names including Walter Leslie, Hobo Jack Turner, Wallace Daniels, and Robert Judson. Here are solo recordings by Jones and Hare.
Everybody knew how I cared for you. Though indeed I believe that you loved me too. It was not to be. I look back and see how you lied, how you tried to get rid of me. But I gave you up just before you threw me down. You'll see a smile where you thought you'd see a frown. Don't try to deny that you pulled me from the start. You broke each vow and I know now you meant to break my heart. It's lucky for me that I beat you at your game, or you'd have it all over town. You thought you'd laugh at me, it's true, but I've got the laugh on you, 'cause I gave you up just before you threw me down.
Southern skies, oh, no matter
Howard Lennon and his Ben Franklin Dance Orchestra, September 29th, 1925, and Don't Wake Me Up, Let Me Dream, written by L. Wolfe Gilbert, Mabel Wayne, and Abel Baer, who was born exactly 115 years ago this very day, March 16th, 1893, in Baltimore, Maryland. He graduated from the College of Physicians and Surgeons and began a career as a dentist, but gave it up in 1920 to become a staff writer for a music publisher, and we're certainly glad he did. Other of his hits include June Night, My Mother's Eyes, I Miss My Swiss, and Lucky Lindy. Before that, it was Ernest Hare, without Billy Jones, singing the Mitchell Parish lyric to Rock Me in My Swanee Cradle in September of 1920. Eleanor Young and Harry Squires wrote the music. Billy Jones started us off without Ernest Hare on I Gave You Up Just Before You Threw Me Down, written by Fred Allert, Harry Ruby, and Bert Kalmar. That Vocalion 78 was waxed in February of 1923. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon, in New Zealand on Wellsford Radio 107.4 and Warkworth Radio 106.7, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Earlier, we had a segment featuring Bix and Miff and Bernie, and guess what? Here's another one. Thank you.
in the dumps, down in the dumps and blue. Pull up your socks, put out your chest, do what I always do. Give yourself a pat on the back, pat on the back, pat on the back, and say to yourself, here's jolly good health, I've had a good day today. Yesterday was full of trouble and sorrow. Nobody knows what's going to happen tomorrow. So give yourself a pat on the back, pat on the back, pat on the back, and say to yourself, here's jolly good health, I've had a good day today.
Give yourself a pat on the back, pat on the back, pat on the back, and say to yourself, good jolly good health, I've had a good day today. Yesterday was full of trouble and sorrow. Nobody knows what's going to happen tomorrow. So give yourself a pat on the back, pat on the back, pat on the back, and say to yourself, good jolly good health, I've had a good day today.
We began that set with Frank Trumbauer and his orchestra with Bix on cornet and a tune written by Tram and drummer Chauncey Morehouse, Crazy Cat, spelled with K's. That OK 78 was committed to Wax on Wednesday, September 28, 1927. Then it was Miff Mole once again with his own composition, Slippin' Around, played by Red and Miff's Stompers, October 12, 1927. We finished up with Bernie Cummins and his orchestra because of contractual obligations credited on the label as Carl Radlich and his orchestra, and Give Yourself a Pat on the Back with words and music by Ralph Butler and Raymond Wallace. Here to start off this final segment of the show is the American Dance Orchestra.
Thank you. And I want you to know, yes, sir, I long to be near you, honey. Somebody does, wherever you go. You know, somebody's just crazy about you, right from the start. You brought nothing else but happiness, honey. Happiness, I tell you, right into Teddy's heart. Yes, sir. Oh, somebody loves you every hour of the day. That's 24. When you're around, honey, or when you're away, oh, say, somebody loves you. Tell me, can't you see in that somebody ain't nobody else but me? Yes, sir.
water or wine. Whenever your eyes look into mine, the things I long for are simple and few. A cup of coffee, a sandwich, and you.
We began this segment with Sid Roy's band as the American Dance Orchestra with Brother Harry performing vocally on Abel Bear and L. Wolfe Gilbert's If I Didn't Know Your Husband and You Didn't Know My Wife. That 78 will have its 78th birthday in a few days, having been recorded around March 25, 1930. Next, it was Charlie Straight's orchestra and Boyd Center and Walter Hirsch's Hobo's Prayer from May 28, 1926. Hobo's Prayer was followed by Ted Lewis and his band and Somebody Loves You. I played that because it was co-written by Peter DeRose, whose birthday we're celebrating, but that recording would work even if we were doing our regular This Week in Recording History segment, because it was made this very day, March 16th in 1932. We finished up with an Edison 78 with Mike Speciale and his Hotel Carlton Terrace Orchestra, with Fred Hall providing the vocal on A Cup of Coffee, A Sandwich, and You, written by Billy Rose, Al Dubin, and Joseph Meyer, from Charlotte's Review of 1926. Composer Joseph Meyer was born in Modesto, California on March 12, 1894. At age 13, he studied violin in Paris for a year and worked at a San Francisco cafe as a violinist until serving in World War I. After the war, he entered the mercantile business but gave that up in 1921 to move to New York and pursue a music career. I'm Glenn Robison. You've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.